Check ghost story. I was lying on my bed in apartment 355 in Náměstí Míru in Prague. Now what I remember is that I couldn't sleep, just the same as the three nights before. For me, this was very unusual, having this kind of issues. In fact, I couldn't remember ever having sleeping issues before. Well, I tried to analyze the cause for this misery and eventually ended up blaming my vampire-like Erasmus lifestyle of the past few weeks. Then, however, as I was lying in my bed and my thoughts were slowly drifting away and my body switched into some kind of battery-saving mode, I started to hear a strange knocking sound coming from the kitchen. First, I didn't pay much attention though, but I was already on the verge of sleep when suddenly there was a loud rumbling sound in the kitchen, and instantly I was all awake and alarmed. And since I was living by myself, it came to me that somebody must have broken into my apartment. Of course I was scared like hell, I was shocked, I didn't know what to do. And after a while I managed to somehow put my shit together so I could think clearly just for a moment. Standing there in my underpants, staring at the gap underneath the kitchen door where the sound obviously had come from, and I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw that there was light in the kitchen. I dimly remember that I slowly walked towards the door, trying to be as quiet as possible, and when I stood there in front of it, I slowly wrapped my hand around the door handle. I left it there just for a long moment while listening for any sound coming from behind the door. I didn't even dare to breathe. Then I managed to overcome my fear. I took my courage in both hands and opened the door wide. I needed to see what's going on in my kitchen. And the first thing that I could see was at the entrance door, it stood wide open. Then I saw her. She was standing right there in the kitchen, only a few steps away from me. Her face was pale and she looked so exhausted in a way that I cannot describe. Her eyes had a dark brown color. I guess she must have been around 50. We stood there facing each other, none of us saying a word, but only staring at each other. Then after a while I managed to say something. "What the hell are you doing in my kitchen?" I heard myself saying, but she did not answer. I asked her again, trying to sound confident, but she only ignored me. It was like she was only looking through me, like I wasn't there at all. Tons of thoughts were running through my head when she slowly started to move for the entrance. I looked at her, baffled. Didn't know what was going on. And while she was shuffling her way out of my apartment and into the dark, I didn't know what to say. You know, she simply walked away without saying a word. But when she was gone, I slammed the door as quickly as possible, locked it, and left the key in the lock so no one would be able to open it from the other side. In the next few hours, I was trying to make any sense of what just had happened, but I couldn't. I just couldn't find a reasonable explanation for it. I was trying hard, believe me. And the question that bothered me most surely was how the woman had been able to enter my apartment without having a key. I'm sure that the door was locked and but maybe she was having a key. I don't know. I still don't know. How she had been able to enter my apartment? I have no idea. Officer, beg your pardon, but I was hoping you could answer that question to me. After this, the next morning, I went to my landlord. I told him the whole story and I was begging him to give me another apartment. I was so scared, and it was the same afternoon when I moved into apartment 403. And this is the end of the story. This is all I know, officer. Can I go now? I don't know anything about the guy who has moved in the apartment after me. And now you're telling me that he's dead? I mean, Jesus Christ. What is going on here? I need to get the hell out of here. Goodbye, officer.